It took an enormous amount of courage.
50. How were you?
I was myself. It meant a hell of a struggle. It meant having to use violence and defend my own beliefs. Men were just horrible. It came to the point where you couldn't even tap somebody on the back without them saying queer, this and that. And this one particular woman decided to ride with me, and we were just having just a lot of fun until finally there was mention of queer. You have to develop a tough hide to take care of the soft interior.
We figured out that a lot of people didn't like us, and we had to protect ourselves. So we got together and we formed the Lee Girls. I can't remember if we named ourselves that. Somebody pushed one of us around, we would get them.
You know, I always thought I was different. And I didn't think it was anybody else. And then I went to reform school, and there they were. I mean, that was bulldagger heaven to me. Yeah, I was right at home. But see, you didn't call me queer, not to my face. You do it in a moving automobile. I'd kick ass. I was young, dumb, and full of it.
I went in this bar with a good friend of mine, and they hassled my friend for being with me, because I was pretty obvious, you know. And this bastard come over and he was gonna take a swing at my friend. So I picked up this big glass ashtray, and I hit him on the head, you know. And it shattered it. Couldn't even find a piece of splintered it. And blood flew. Like that, you know. And he stood there for a second, and I put my big boot right in his gut of it. And slammed him across the room, and he fell in a chair. And those rest of those heterosexuals, they came over to his rescue, towels and blood all over. And I said to my friend, let's get the hell out of here.
The women I ran with,
I picked up this big glass ashtray, and I hit him on the head, you know, and it shattered it. Couldn't even find a piece of splintered it, and blood flew like that, you know. And he stood there for a second, and I put my big boot right in his gut. Always he hit and slammed him across the gut. Slammed him across. Like that, you know. And he stood there for a second, and I put my big boot right in his gut.
And some cats.
Slammed him across the room, fell in a chair. Those restless heterosexuals came over and to his rescue. Towels.
Don't jump the ring!
Thank you.
figured out that a lot of people didn't like her, and we had to protect ourselves. So, we got together with the Lee girls. I can't remember if we named ourselves after, I can't remember if it was Lorelei or Robert Shirley. Maybe both. We got together. We were going to put out the scene, pushed around. And if somebody pushed one of us around, we would get them.
You know, I always thought I was different.
Well,
and I didn't think it was anybody else.
Oh,
I went to reform school. There they were. I mean, that was bulldaggers heaven to me. Shit. I was right at home. You didn't call me queer, not to my face. You do it in a moving automobile. I'd kick ass. I was young, dumb, and full of it.
I went into this bar with a good friend of mine, and they hassled my friend for being with me, because I was pretty obvious, you know. And this bastard come over, and he was gonna take a swing at my friend. So I picked up this big glass ashtray, and I hit him on the head, you know. And it shattered it. Couldn't even find a piece of splintered it. And blood flew like that, you know. And he stood there for a second, and I put my big boot right in his gut, and I went, ah! And slammed him across the room, and he fell in a chair. And those rest of those heterosexuals, they came over to his rescue, and towels and blood all over. And I said to my friend, let's get the hell out of here.